right. Good evening, everybody.
We're back.
Yes, we're back.
It's, yeah, we took a week off, but here it is. The Odyssey Hour is back again. WRARLP 97.3 FM Richmond Radio. It's indie rock radio for the rest of us. Emergency Broadcast Supercenter Outlet. Call us here at the station at 804-649-9737.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Kerr Kamen.
And are you?
That is Eric.
Yeah. And it's so good to be back. We were at the All Good Music Festival last week.
Which I think you have the best description when you said it was like what times would be like after the apocalypse.
Yeah, just a tent city. And, well, we'll go into the whole how things are going to be later. But so my show is based on sort of that because I think I'm going to play a lot
of
music.
The apocalypse?
Well, no, I'm going to play a lot of music tonight that hippies would hate. I think that was my idea for the show tonight. And so that's going to be good. And
I don't know. Hippies listen to random stuff.
I guess that's true.
They had a boombox going with Notorious B.I.G. for about 2 hours.
Yeah. No, I heard that guy. There was this one guy. He had like a big ghetto blaster walking around. He was, I don't know, so many stories to tell, but we'll get into them later. This is Black Mold with Tetra Pak Heads. And up next is going to be the Dead Milkmen with the thing that only eats hippies to start off the whole anti-hippie set. And going to go into some things after that. What are you doing, Kamen?
Yeah, no, I'm also doing some... Well, it's not hippie bashing mine, actually. It's like I wanted to play some Primus because Les Claypool was there. He was amazing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Some Devendra Banhart making fun of hippies, though. And then it's Bastille Day, so... I'll do a set of French stuff.
All right, cool. All right, well, I'm going to go into the Dead Milkmen in a sec. See you guys.
Mas the ground. Take the death ray down town. passer un message pour Adam. Adam? Bon, Adam, tu n'es pas là, mais qu'est-ce que tu fabriques? C'est Stéphanie et Violaine. I hope you learn how to speak French, because I was saying crazy bullshit about you 1 second ago.
Simmons kills me. Be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
In the Rose Parade, head west to California, burn all your business suits, leave the ashes in the foyer, run until the fiction slows you down. You may not find your way tomorrow. There are simply two things I know. One, you die. going to the deepest south. Dust up your holy Bible, shake your legs, put your fingers round the snake. Hot fight, then a tent, revival. Run until the fiction slows you down. You may not find your way tomorrow. You may not open your eyes again. And if I do not wake in the morning, there is no soul to keep. There is
hey, I'm sorry. My player just went out for some reason. Try to get that back. I'll let you know what we played. That was The Young Republic. I don't know the track name on that because it wasn't given. But, I don't know. It's something. Before that was Beastie Boys with B-Boys making the with the Freak Freak off of Ill Communication, which has just been re-released. Before that was Babatunde Olatunji with Awe Agiwawo, which it has a little translation, which I guess it means chant to the train man. Before that was the Rural Alberta Advantage with the Death Bridge at Lethbridge. And before that was The Dead Milkman with The Thing That Only Eats Hippies. And Black Mold started that off with Tetra Packheads. And now my computer has just decided to reset for some reason. So that's good. So I'm going to put in this Modest Mouse single, I guess, that we just got into the station. So that'll be on in one sec. See ya.
Well, I took off running at the greatest speed. I didn't bother looking to either side of me. Oh, I didn't see, I just didn't see what was really going on. The trees had stopped and the skyline rose, exchanging comfort for more fashionable clothes. I'd left the hills at this point in time to run on treadmills in a perfect line. Salad days and hope to daily shit, sparking imagination till the sparks just quit. And if this is fun, why am I so bored with it? Well, I will probably never know. Here's the cocker spaniels eating table scraps. Well, we rolled over how our masters clapped. It felt so good, we wanted more of that. But when the program failed, they defensively laughed. We did things just how you asked. Don't try taking us to task. You didn't buy a face, nope, just a mask. So, happy Halloween. I drew a blank, we put it in a frame. Wait, what? You're winning? You didn't say this was a game. Well, I guess I'll just have to play and play until I'm out of cash. Before I could spit it out, I guess the words had burnt my mouth. What can I say? Best of all, I laid it down so you could take it out of context either way. We said our wrong, we deserve every bit. Most we knew that supply would quit.
That wasn't bad.
No. Yeah, that's a good single. And benefits of listening from 3 to 6 a.m. You can hear track 2 on that CD, which is banned all the rest of the time.
Yeah, you can't pull it here, Guilty Cocker Spaniel, during the day. So you heard it here. So yeah, this is the Odyssey Hours. You can call us at 804-649-9737. And my computer is coming back. I hate it when it decides that it wants to reset and configure updates. But you don't care. So Cayman's going to take over earlier.
Yeah, I'm going to start off with continuing the hippie trend. This is Devendra Banhart's sort of, I don't know, his gift to the dreadlocked kids. It's called White Reggae Troll. After that, play some Les Claypool off his new album, because, man, you should try and look up on YouTube his video from All Good. I didn't think I was going to even really like him, but it was the most creative thing I'd seen in a long time. But here you go. This is Devendra Banhart. This is going to be about 9 minutes long, so enjoy. See ya.
Place for Bonnaroo. It's called White Reggae Troll. It's about being all right with whatever you choose to be. I'm a white, I'm a reggae troller. I spend my nights in my reggae troll hole.
Singing rock and roll.
I'm a white, I'm a reggae troller. Spill my night to my reggae troll home.
Well, I may be shout out, 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 not at all. Oh, not at all.
I'm not making so old wide. Did I care high? Did I care high?
Well, I may be here, oh, here, oh, anywhere. Oh, anywhere.
I may be all alone. The doors, and I walk up into my bathroom and I lock up that door and I turn on the hawk lights and I look at my face in the mirror. I look at my eyes, my eyelids, my eyelashes, my nose, my lips, my tongue, my teeth, and I'm unsure and I'm confused and I don't know what to do. And then I stare at that blonde marsh of the dread hive sitting on top of my head. And I wait for word from the mountain of the ping pong, the wild thing. let go. We all came from ya. We all came from ya. We all came from ya. Well, India, I got my name from ya. I got my name from ya. Now the old folks, we're saying ya, we'll be right back.
never lose, please. And he threw a hardball fast. And now he's part of the Beast Cast. He's cast.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're listening to Los Mirlos, Sonido Amazónico. This is off the Roots of Shisha. It's psychedelic music from Peru from the 60s. And apparently it was just they took cumbia music from Colombia and then just replaced the accordions with electric guitars and it became psychedelic. And that was all it took, so it was a pretty easy transition. Yeah, it's a cool album, though. For that Ween hippie smell, making fun of the way that them hippies do smell. Man, you've never seen how gross people are until you've been to a hippie festival. Man, I saw toilets that were completely piled up to the seat, and that is just foul. Yeah, I don't know. They do all sorts of things that you wouldn't think are part of the hippie lifestyle. I saw a dog fight. And, of course, balloons just like every 2 feet. Or more than that. Covering the ground. It's nuts. But, yeah, anyways. This is Chain Gang coming up. Reactionary from 70s DC. Enjoy.
Tell me what's a dollar.
Tell me what's a dollar.
A dollar's how I pay my rent. Can you hear me holler?
Can you hear me holler?
All my money's spent. I said, can you hear me holler?
Can you hear me holler?
Yeah, I'm getting desperate. I'll tell you what it is, if you promise to give me one so I can live. I said, well, I'm hungry and I'm thirsty.
Hungry and I'm thirsty.
Yeah, I need to get some stuff. Can't get enough. Well, you're gonna need it so you can survive. You can only get it from another guy. I said, yeah. I'll tell you what a dollar is. See, it's an internationally traded increment of worth. Yeah, it's bigger than you or me. Bigger than you and me put together. It's also called currency. The way that it works, you get your money if you do something you don't like to do. Something that's abhorrent to you. Something that challenges your code of ethics. So it's hard to get a dollar. But you know what? You're gonna need one of these days. In fact, you're gonna need more than one. You see, you're gonna find it's like a drug, you can't get enough. 'Cause you're gonna be wanting some stuff. Yeah, well, what's a dollar? Tell you what a dollar is. I said, tell me what's a dollar.
Tell me what's a dollar.
Yeah, dollar's how you get your friends. It's the way that they segregate. Yeah, and control us. Put us away. I said,
thank you.
beat. Now I'm starting to feel like I might have OD'd on an overdose of drugs, overdose of sin. I'm gonna live it to the fullest like I'm on 10. And I love getting high, I hate being low. And I like to drive my truck down a muddy dirt road. And I'm working real hard, trying to get paid, cause I'm a crazed country rebel and I'm drifting state to state. Somehow I made it up to Texas with a crawler full of grass. And I'm seeing all these pigs who want to bust my ass. And I'm always living hard, always smoking weed. And now I'm hanging out in Texas drinking mushroom tea. And I'm fucked up on the floor and I think I know why. It must have been some of that Boone County moonshine. An overdose of drugs, overdose of sin. I'm gonna leave it to the forest like I'm on 10. And I love getting country rebel and I'm drifting state to state. Tried to get myself in line, cause the ceiling's talking to me and the pisser's flushing fire. That's why they call me full throttle. I like a good time. It all started at a bar with a friend of mine. Well, she had to hook me up. She said she'd blow my mind. And I've been up for 4 days, so cut me out another line. Of an overdose of drugs, overdose of sin. I'm gonna live it to the fullest like I'm on. A rebel and I'm drifting state to state.
Come on, little girl. National Weather Service is part of NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It provides extensive information to the public about weather, air quality, current aviation and marine forecasts, long-term predictions, and storm warnings. You can find all the information and more, including satellite images, on the website www.weather.gov.
I saw a hippie girl on 8th Avenue. She barely looked at me for a second or two, and I suddenly realized I no longer look much like a hippie. She had a long thin dress and rainbow clothes. Not long ago I wore one of those, but nowadays I guess I don't dress very much like anything. I had a great pair of bell bottoms, I had two. Friend borrowed one and the other I outgrew, and now to the eye I'm turning into another nondescript guy. But I still travel light, and my hair is still long, and I still hate deodorant, and I still sing songs. But over the years I've noticed I'm not dressing as colorfully and psychedelic as I used to, 'cause I wore my tie-dyes until they rotted to shreds, and I can no longer follow the Grateful Dead. And it's gotten to the point where I don't even identify with most Fish fans anymore. And someday soon I know I'll cut my hair, and a week after that I know I won't even care. Is that what it all comes to all along? Everything that you feel will one day feel wrong. I was talking to my friend Eric just to see what he thunk, and he said, Jeff, it's weird, but I no longer look like a punk. I guess we don't need our clothes for an identity crutch. And we looked at each other and we didn't look like much. And we looked out at the world like a movie theater, at all the hippies and the punks and the skinheads and the skaters. And someday or other, maybe sooner or later, they'll come to the realization that what's important is whether you can carry on a human conversation. And it's not what you wear on the outside, it's how you think and feel on the inside.